Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, you know, once again, tune in to, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Hopper Woods, Michigan. As you all know that have never dialed in on this past Thursday night, you were informed that we had a 12-year-old young man from my church that was supposed to be my scheduled guest on tonight, but something occurred, so he will not be able to be on tonight, so I will have to reschedule him. But thank God for Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. And before you come forth with the word on tonight, I'm asking you all to please keep him in your prayers. The word of God says the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we all stand in the need of prayer for one reason or another. But I'm asking you all, please keep Overseer Joseph E. Jackson in your prayers. We're getting ready to go into prayer right now. I'm asking all listeners not only to keep Overseer Joseph E. Jackson in your prayers, but we want to continue to pray for our world, our nation. We want to continue to pray for our pastors, our leaders in the churches on today that are where God has opened the doors for them to be the under-shepherds, the leading and guiding his people through his word. We want to keep all pastors in your prayers, in our prayers on tonight. We also want to keep those that are bereaved on tonight for whatever reasons that have lost a loved one. We want to continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to pray for my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and his wife, Teresa, and my cousin, Mary Ann King, and Aunt Essie Tipp and all of Greensboro, North Carolina. We also want to continue to pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. We want to pray for those people that are still going through unprovoked wars, that's dealing with that situation over in Ukraine. We all stand in the need of prayer. Thank God we don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our heavenly followers, in the name of Jesus, we come on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still in control, no matter what it looks like, no matter how we feel. We know without a doubt that you are in total control of every situation. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every faith believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We know without a doubt that we don't deserve your grace or your mercy. Neither do we deserve your sufficient grace. But we thank you for your being who you are and being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. For your glory is in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen Overseer Joseph E. Jackson on tonight, not only for tonight, but as he continues to move forward, continue to be a doer of your word, a vessel that you are using in the earth to bring forth your word. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. You know what he stands in need of. Continue to heal and strengthen and anoint his body as only you can in the name of Jesus. We know that the enemy is still seeking whom he may devour. And we know that he said he came in the earth and he's walking up and down in the earth. He's still doing the same thing today, seeking whom he may devour. He said he came to kill, steal, and destroy. We know that you are in total control, even over the enemy. So touch and strengthen and heal as only you can over the overseer Joseph E. Jackson, my cousin Pastor Norman King, his wife Teresa, cousin Mary Ann King, and Aunt Essie Tutt, and all those that are sick and afflicted, whether we know them or not, Vanessa King, her mother, that was in a bad car accident, Vivian Gray, a member of our church family, and her husband, continue to touch and strengthen his body in the name of Jesus. All those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. Heavenly Father, we thank you for opening the doors throughout the prisons all around America. The prisoners are being blessed by this worldwide ministry platform. Touch, heal, and deliver, and move by your spirit, even behind prison bars, that your will be done in the name of Jesus, we pray. So now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight through Overseer Joseph E. Jackson as he delivered your word on tonight, a word that's much needed for such a time as this. Continue to strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Have your way on tonight that you get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it's very simple, it's in the form of a question, and this is for every believer on tonight, even those of you that are maybe listening that's not saved, that need to be saved in Jesus' name. Are you prepared to meet Jesus? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought is a question for everyone that's listening on tonight. Are you prepared to meet Jesus? I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at @James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note, I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. As I forestated, again, our 12-year-old Kilo Jack Wilson from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, for some reason, is not available to be on to deliver God's word on tonight, but we will reschedule him, and we will announce that new date as soon as it's available. So, we thank Overseer Joseph E. Jackson for stepping in and filling in on tonight. Listen, I don't know if Overseer Jackson have a song that he's going to play for you all on tonight, but I'm going to go and get ready to play Cover Me, Lord, for tonight before Overseer Jackson comes with the word on tonight. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along as he get ready to deliver another powerful word from the Lord on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this. We're going to go into the music break right now. Cover me, Lord. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. Again, we all stand in the need of prayer. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lord, sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Oh, my mama. Cover me. Oh, somebody open your mouth
and be. Yes. Aren't you glad to know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus? And that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I want to say to all of you that may be living in an area where you have received a lot of snow and ice, please be careful. Because, again, the enemy don't care. He's still seeking whom he may devour. He'll make you cause you to have a car accident. He'll cause you to slip up on a piece of ice that you did not see because you weren't paying attention. Any way that he can, he is seeking to destroy and devour, kill, steal, and destroy any way he can, even in bad weather. So be watchful, be prayerful as you are out and about, even in this weather that we are dealing with now. For those of you that and such as in Michigan where I live, if you're living in the area, I talked to my auntie down in Alabama this morning. She said he had ice and snow, even in Alabama this morning. And on yesterday, while it was snowing, here in Detroit and Michigan, it was snowing real hard. You can hardly see in front of your face. It was thundering and lightning at the same time. So God is truly speaking, even through the weather. Pay attention to the signs, because God is definitely speaking on tonight. And through these last evil days, God is speaking. If you pay attention, so be careful out there when you're driving or just being out about taking care of your business in this weather. So right now, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines to our guest on tonight who's filling in for my guest that was scheduled, but we have to reschedule this young man for another date. There will not be, let me let you all know right now, because God has opened the door through our pastor, we started a new choir at my church, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Harper Woods, Michigan. As some of you know that I already sing in three different choirs. I love singing for the Lord. Now I am singing in four different choirs. So we have a final choir rehearsal on next Thursday night, because we are scheduled to sing at our church's 64th church anniversary on next Sunday. So I will not be doing a program on next Thursday night, because I will be in our final choir rehearsal. So please pass the word. If you know of anyone that faithfully tunes into this Worldwide Ministry platform, let them know that we will not be on the air next Thursday night, but we will be back. We will be back on, Lord be willing, we will be back on next Saturday. Again, we will not be on the air this coming Thursday night, because we're preparing to get ready for our church's 64th anniversary, and they're requesting that I stay at the rehearsal, our final rehearsal on next Thursday night. So we are ready to receive Overseer Jackson, who is standing by. I'm asking all listeners, I hope and pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, and also please keep Overseer Joseph E. Jackson in your prayers. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, James. I certainly honor the Lord tonight for the privilege of being with each and every one of you. I'm not taking any of this for lightly, but I just want to tell God thank you for life, health, and strength. We certainly want to wish you all a very happy new year. And my motto for 2024 was, when the Lord brought it in, I will do more in 2024. I will do more in 2024. I will do more for the Lord. I will do more for him, even as he will do more for me. We're going to do more for each in 2024. That's my theme. I didn't realize, so I said there will be more in 2024 than I can catch more hell than I thought I would have caught in as well. But that's par for the course. That's par for the course. Father, we thank you. We praise, we magnify, we glorify your name. We bless you for this opportunity. We thank you for James. Thank you for the program. Thank you for the listeners, those that are holding on. It's a new year, God, a new year, a new year. New opportunities, new things coming against the saints. But, God, we ask you to hold us together under your care, that the angel of God protect and keep. James played a song, should cover me. But the minister also has another song that says, hide me. And that's my prayer tonight, that you hide us, God. Hide and cover us. Cover us from the onslaughts of the enemy, God. Cover us in the name of Jesus. Cover us. Help us to run to that hiding place where we need to run, Father, that we can be safe, God, and secure from all of the attacks of the enemy, because they are going to come. And we ask you now in the name of Jesus that you strengthen the hearts and the minds of the saints. Somebody like myself doesn't feel well tonight, but I thank you that you brought me from a mighty long way. Last Friday, I couldn't walk, God. I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk. I could hardly breathe, God. But, Lord, you breathe life into my body, and you've made things so much better than they were, and for that I'm grateful. Now, Lord, touch me that I might be a blessing to those that are listening tonight. Cover them and help them. Open up their ears and their understanding, God. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, less of me and more of you. The young man that couldn't preach tonight, God, you bless that kid. You watch over him. You protect him and keep him, because the enemy would come against him just as well as they would come against anybody else. Strengthen him now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on his life and cover him in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you. Amen. Yes, listen, Lord. I just want to talk with you tonight. I'm not trying to over-emote or over-get into a place where I'm taking a whole lot of out of myself to do this, but when James called me today and asked me, I started to say no, but the Holy Ghost said in season and out of season.
Yeah.
When you want to do it and when you won't want to do it, be available. You were the one that said, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without me. Now I'm asking you for your, I'm asking you to speak a word. Now do what I told you to do. And I said, okay. And so we're here because we love James and we love the ministry that he has. And we love the people that we've come to know. But tonight I'm concerned and I'm worried about the church of God. I'm worried. I know Jesus said that upon this rock I'll build my church, the fact that he is the Son of the living God, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But it did not say that the gates wouldn't come against it. And I'm saying to those of us that are in the body of Christ, you've got to discern the times. James started talking about this earlier tonight. You've got to discern the times in which you live. I'll give you the scripture in a few minutes, but I was watching the show A Different World, and I was listening to some of the things that Whitley and all the other characters would talk about, but the Holy Ghost said, listen to the lyrics to the tune of the song. Their theme song, because there's a message there for you. And when I listened to the message, the words, I heard him say, it's a different, I know my parents love me.
But then
the thing turned around and said, but it's a different world from where we came from. And the Holy Ghost said, did you hear what I said? It's a different world than from where you came from. The world in which you find yourself today is not the world that you saw when you were coming up as a kid. When you were coming up as a kid, you called sin, sin. Now call it by any other name. Sin is no longer what sin should have been. Why? Because reality TV and all of the new teachers, the Bible said in the last days that they would become teachers that the people would heap to themselves because they didn't want to hear the truth. And they listened to a lie before they believed the truth. Listen to what Donald Trump says. You see the lies and how the folks are just clinging to the lie that he's told. You listen to Whoopi Goldberg, you listen to Oprah, you listen to Wendy Williams, you listen to Cameron Hall and all these other folks that are supposed to be the Sherry and all the new people that are out there telling you what the world is all about. Everything they're saying is contrary to what God said that we should believe. Things that we said we would no longer, things that we said God said were not true. Now they turn around and said, well, you can do this, you can do that, and God loves you, and the enemy has sold you a lie. And because you believe that, you've become desensitized to the truth of God's word. If God says a lie is a lie, a liar is a liar, then you need to understand that God is not playing, because he said all lies going to have their parts in the lake of fire. He said no liar will tarry in my sight, but they're telling you it's okay to tell a half-truth. There's so many things out there now. Years ago, we couldn't see Lucy Arnaz in a pregnancy outfit. But today, you got men kissing men and women kissing women and everybody in everybody's bed. And everybody goes along with it. Why? Because it's okay now. Because society says it's okay. But that's a trick of the enemy. The Bible said that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. His whole purpose is to keep you from getting what he lost. That's Do you know who Satan is? Do you know who he was? Sometimes you need to know your adversary. And the Bible tells us that he was a beautiful cherub. In other words, he was the most beautiful angel that God had ever created. He was majestic in all of his form. In other words, his beauty was just awesome. He was the most beautiful thing that God had ever created. And so much so until when he walked, music flowed out of his body.
Mm-hmm.
When he sang, everybody stopped and took notice. Luther couldn't sound like him. Aretha couldn't sound like him. Jennifer Hudson couldn't sound like him. Nobody that you know today that has a voice could sound like Lucifer. That's how awesome he was. But it all went to his head. And when it went to his head, he found himself in trouble. And when he wanted to destroy what God had created, God had to throw him out of heaven, along with one-third of the angelic host. Now, if he can convince one-third of heaven to go with him, and they were with God in the beginning, what do you think he can do to you?
Lord Jesus.
You're no match for him. You're no match for him. His purpose is to destroy and to keep you from getting what he once had. Can we talk? Can we talk for a minute? Can we talk?
Yeah.
Let's just talk for a minute. That's what I want to do. I want to talk for a minute. You've got to know your enemy. And the thing that you have to understand now is that if you love Christ and if you have made a choice to make Jesus your choice, you have a target on your back.
Yes, sir.
You are now engaged in spiritual warfare. The devil now sees. Now James has a slogan, and I understand it now. Are you a liability or are you a credit to the kingdom? If you're a liability, Satan don't care about you. You can go about doing whatever you want to do because you are not a threat to him. But if you're a credit to the kingdom, and God has called you to do something spectacular and special in the service, you are now an enemy of the enemy. And he has placed a target on your back. And he has also assigned an assassin to you. An assassin only comes after individuals who are some people of importance. In other words, if you didn't mean anything to God, he wouldn't come after you.
That's right.
You find yourself in trouble right now. You find yourself on an onslaught from hell because hell recognizes that God has given you influence. And we need to talk about something because a lot of folk ain't talking about it. And I don't care how old you are in Christ, you can't forget some of the concepts that we were taught. You can't forget some of the basic concepts that were put into us when we first came to the knowledge of Christ. You can't forget
that. I'm going to know that's right.
They were there for a reason. Standards are there. The Bible said when the enemy came in like a flood, he raised a standard. But we can't raise too many standards now because we're throwing them down.
Jesus.
You've got to be able to raise the standards. You can't let everything go. They told us. When I came into the church, they told us that old things were passed away and all things will become new. Why? Because we had a renewed mind. It said, be ye transformed, be changed because of the renewing of your mind. When you began to read the Word of God and you began to practice the Word of God, all attitudes started to slip away. You didn't cuss like you used to cuss. You didn't fight like you used to fight. You didn't lay folk out like you used to lay them out because God began to move on you in a different manner.
There was
a newness about you. You didn't go where you used to go. You didn't party like you used to party. You didn't hang with the old crowd. As a matter of fact, the old crowd got away from you because you were not like them anymore.
That's right.
When you walked into a room, everybody stopped and turned to see who was in the room because light had come into the room. Didn't the Bible say that light and dark can't work together? That when light comes in the room, darkness got to flee. Same way, when darkness is there, there is no light. You've got to recognize who you are and know whose you are and walk in the confidence of knowing that God is in you. so that when you come into a room, folks are supposed to see the difference in your life. Why are you trying to fit into a square hole, a square area when you're a round peg? They don't fit. Mm. They don't fit. Why are you trying to be like them? You, as a matter of fact, you ain't got no business to be with them, because the book says, what fellowship has light with darkness? The book told you that you were supposed to forsake the assembling of yourselves together with individuals that did not know Christ. He told you in the first Psalm, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. You ain't got no business hanging with ungodly people. That's what got Jakes in trouble the other day. He forgot that. You can't fellowship with darkness. You can't befriend darkness. You can't do that, because they will affect you more than you affect them. Ask me how I know. Solomon, one of the wisest kings, not one, but the wisest person that ever lived. Even Einstein didn't have all of the knowledge that God had given to Solomon. But the Bible said that Solomon did something God told him not to do. He told him, don't hook up with foreign women. You don't need them in an alliance. All you need is me. But he didn't listen to God. And the Bible said he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. What man can deal with 1,000 women? How can you deal effectively with 1,000 women? You got one and you don't know how to handle her. The circumstance was, the Bible said that in his old age, they turned his heart from God. And the man who once worshipped Jehovah began to worship Baal and began to worship Ashtaroth and some of the other gods, other false gods, gods that had ears that couldn't hear, eyes that couldn't see, hands that couldn't touch. And God got mad and told him, I told you not to do what you did. But because you did, I'm going to take the kingdom and tear it out of your hands. But I'm not going to do it in your time. Excuse me. I'm going to do it in the time of your son.
Mm.
Excuse me one minute.
From Jesus.
So all of y'all that are talking about what I do doesn't affect other people, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Solomon's son lost the kingdom because of his father.
That's right.
Lost the kingdom because of his father's actions. So I'm saying to you, there's a bullseye on your back. I need y'all to pray for me for a minute. Excuse me, 1 minute.
In the name of Jesus.
Enemy doesn't want me to get this out. Say this. I'm going to say this. The thing is, you got a bullseye on your back, and the enemy is trying to take you out. And how does he take you out? The Bible, years ago, I was 17, getting ready to come to Washington. An evangelist pulled me aside and said, son, you're getting ready to go into a new phase of life, and God is going to use you in a tremendous way in the city that you're going to. He said, but be careful. There's one thing that can destroy you. And he told me what the thing was. And he said, but destruction doesn't come with a gun or a knife. Destruction comes if the devil can kill your influence.
Well, yeah.
He said, remember that one thing. I'll never forget it. He said, destruction doesn't come because somebody has taken a gun or a knife to you, but if they can destroy your influence, you're a dead man, because if they destroy your influences like virginity, it'll never come back. You'll never find it again. And that's why you've got to learn how to walk circumspectly before the Lord so that God can use you to his glory and God can use you to his honor, because the devil will use every person, anything that he wants to, in order to try to trip you up and turn you around. Look at Samson, blessed of God, one of the mightiest men in the word of God. God used him tremendously to bless his people, but Samson had a problem with the ladies, hooked up in a manner in which he had no business being hooked up, laid his head in the wrong person's lap, and told her his secret. And when he did, not only did he lose his eyes, but he lost his power, and he lost his command with God. You've got to be careful, because the enemy is out to destroy you. You don't want to lose your influence. You can walk into a room and be a blessing to people. You can come into your job and be a blessing to people. You can go into your church and put your hand on somebody's shoulder and just say to them, you know, the Lord loves you. You'll never know sometimes just what a small gesture will do. Don't lose.
Right about.
Don't lose your influence. Don't lose your influence. This is what almost happened to Jakes. Don't you see what the enemy wanted to do? By letting him be with Puff Daddy and letting them take the picture of him with Puff Daddy, they made up a whole lot of mess. Now, a whole of that mess or junk is a bunch of lies, but the devil doesn't care. He just wanted to put it out there in order to destroy the influence that Jakes has had over millions of lives.
That's right.
You've got to be careful. You've got to be careful who you hang with. You've got to be careful who you associate with. Don't you realize that your presence at a place gives sanction to what's going on at that place?
That's right.
Someone came to me a few days ago and said, will you marry us? And I said, well, you know, who are you marrying? And the person told me, well, John and I are getting married. Well, your name is James and his is John, and you want me to marry you? I said, I can't do that. They said, why not? I said, because the Bible didn't connect you two together. It's male or female.
Right.
I can't do that. Well, you've known us for years. Can't you come? Will you come to the wedding? I said, no, I won't be there. And they said, well, why wouldn't you come? I said, because my presence would say that what you're doing is the right thing.
That's right.
And folk would look at my being there saying, well, if Pastor Jackson is here, then everything is okay. No, I can't come to that. You've got to learn how to take a stand, folks. You've got to learn how to take a stand.
Yes, sir.
Another thing I want to talk about quickly is, and I don't have a whole lot of time, I realize it, but the other thing I wanted to talk quickly about was, you know, you got to prepare to get out of here. When I say you got to know the time, you got to know the time in which you live. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man come. Do you realize that Jesus is on his way back? That he made a promise to you. Now, here's your scripture, John 14:1. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. But if I go, I will come again to receive you unto myself. He made a promise. In the book of Acts, in the first chapter, he stood there and told the apostles, y'all wait, I'm sending the comforter, but I got to get out of here. But I promise you I'll come back. And the angels came and turned around and looked at him and said, why are y'all looking up in the air? This same Jesus that you've seen going is coming again in like manner. He made a promise. And folks are turning around and said, well, he said that 2,000 years ago, and it still hasn't. Guess what? God's promises are real.
Oh, yes, they are. Thank you, Lord.
God answers his promise. God will make a promise come to pass in his own time, because he turned around and said, no man knew the day nor the hour when the Son of Man would be coming back. But he told you he's coming like a thief in the night. And if a thief told you that he was going to come to visit you, don't you think you would be prepared to watch over your house, to make sure that he didn't come to steal anything while you were there? But Jesus told you what the thief told you. He said, I'm coming back again. I'm coming back. And you act like you don't believe it. You live in any kind of way. He said, I'm coming back for a bride without bride. I'm coming back for a bride with no spot, wrinkle, or blemish. What are you in that position right now? One day, and one day soon, you're going to wake up. This world is going to wake up to a cataclysmic circumstance. You're going to turn on the television, and suddenly you're going to hear every newscaster on television talking about the great disappearance of millions of folks to worldwide. They're going to not know where the children are. They're not going to know where their mothers and their fathers and their sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles are. All they're going to know is they see a pile of clothes where they once sat or stood. Bible said one person will be, two people will be in bed. One will be taken and the other will be left. You'll be at work talking to a saint next to you, and that saint may be gone and you're going to be left here. Can you imagine flying in an airplane? And you better hope that you got a co-pilot and a pilot, one of them, at least one of them, shouldn't, hopefully, I would love for both of them to be saved, but if they're not, you better hope that one of them will be left here so that they can fly the plane safely to the ground. Otherwise, the plane is coming down.
Lord Jesus.
Can you imagine being on the highway? All of the catastrophe will take place where trucks will run into trucks and cars into cars because one will be taken and the other left. You'll be driving, talking to the driver, and the driver's gone. Or maybe you're the driver and the passenger you were talking about is gone. Why? Because the Bible said in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall be caught up to meet him in the air. The Bible said those of us that have loved ones that have gone on, who had Christ, there's a difference now. Everybody who dies ain't going to heaven. Get that out of your mind. If you don't have Christ in your life, you will not go to heaven.
That's right.
But those that have died and gone on to be with the Lord, the Bible said they're coming back to pick up their body. That body's coming out of the grave in a glorified manner, just like Jesus' body was. And those of us that are alive and remain, our bodies are going to change. And we're going up into the air to be caught up with him, to meet him in the air. We're going to a place where there'll be no more suffering and no more pain, no more heartache, no more dying, no more crying. God said, I'm wiping away all tears.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of y'all act like you're going to be here forever. That is not the case. It's time to get it together, folks. Jesus is on his way back. He's on his way back. Father, I thank you. I don't have time to do everything, God. I just wake folk up to the reality of what you said, that they got to live holy and be holy. They got to have the standards of God, and they got to follow them. God, help your people. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen. I'm sorry I couldn't do it the way I wanted to do it. This cough is killing me, but go ahead, James. Go ahead.
Listen, Overseer Jackson, we understand, and we're praying for you. Trust me. Know that I am praying for you. We, the worldwide listeners, are praying for you. We understand. But you know what? This message is so powerful. There's a song that says, soon and very soon, we're going to meet to see the king. But you know what? Just like Overseer Jackson said, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, you're not going to see the king. But you know one thing of what the Word of God says? Even if you're not going to heaven, in the day of judgment, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Before God gives that the decision as to which way you're going, whether you're going to heaven or hell, you're going to admit, you're going to bow down and admit that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Son of God. So that's why I love that song. It says, soon and very soon. We're going to see the king. We're going to that place where he said he's going went away to prepare for us. That where he is, that we will be also. So also on tonight, Overseer Jackson, you take care of yourself. If you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor and let them check you out, because we know that the enemy is not playing. He don't care who we are in Christ Jesus. He's trying to take us out. So that's why it's important that we pray and lift each other up in prayer. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now real quick for you, Overture Jackson, for those that have dialed in. If you are on the line tonight, if you have been blessed by tonight's word, if you want to encourage Overture Jackson and let him know that you're praying for him, you can do so now. The phone lines are open. The phone lines are open now. Anyone. So we can release Overture Jackson. Anyone that was blessed by the word on tonight. Praise the Lord. We have people on the line.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Pastor King, yes.
Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, when the Spirit of God is in you, come on. And you obey. You know, last time I remember talking to Overseer Jackson, I said obedience. You know, I just get excited because you obeyed. I mean, I sit here and took some notes. And, you know, you ain't got to do a whole lot because the power of God is in you. And, you know,
I think
on my welfare. You know, I got a lot of things from your message. You know, Ephesians 6:10, you know, through 18, we're talking about spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget your first love in Revelation.
Yeah.
What you said, the old crowd got away, away from you. Come on. 1 John 4:4. I got some of that, you know. You said destroy your influence. Come on now. Come on.
Oh, I hear you, sir. I hear you.
Right, you know. You know. And I got something else about how we got to be prayerfully careful. You know,
yes.
John 14:1, prepare for departure. As a matter of fact, you also talk about Acts, and I preached last Sunday from Acts 1:4 when he said, wait. You know, he told him, wait, man, you got to go wait. So, you know.
We got to wait.
Even though, you know, come on now. Even though, it's been a very powerful message tonight because of your obedience, brother. I can't help but keep on saying that when I hear you speak. It's about obedience.
Yeah.
So thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen. Overseer Jackson.
Yes, sir.
That's my first cousin, Pastor Norman King.
I know.
That's my first cousin, Norman King.
I know who that is.
He's been going through some health challenges as well, so I want you to keep him and his sister, Mary Ann King, and our Aunt Eola, and our Essie, keep them all, and Uncle Malachi, keep them all in your prayer as we continue to pray for each other. Again, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we got to stand on God's word. So, Overseer Jackson, I'm going to let you get off this line so you can take care of yourself and know that we are praying for you.
Now, I'm gonna hang here till you leave out, James. I'm gonna hang here till you leave out.
Okay.
Yes.
James. Yes, sir, Pastor King. Yes, sir.
You know, I got some more, man. Hold on a minute. I got some more. You talking about destroying your influence. You know,
and
it's so true. You know, the Bible says don't let your good be even spoken of. So I just
again,
you know, that I'm really moved by your message tonight because it just stirred up inside of me. Come on, you know.
That's
and
right.
I thank God was on time for me, you know. And
yeah.
I'm serious, you know, because I know whenever you come with it, brother. Come on, huh?
Well,
God bless you again. Amen.
You know, it's funny that you said what you said because I didn't have my iPad for the scriptures that I wanted and my mind just wasn't giving it to me, but you sure did talk about letting not your good be evil spoken of and all the other things. Those are the things that I wanted to really hit. But at least you got it. So if you got it, I know somebody else must have gotten it.
But you know what? And also, Overseer Jackson, and you hit the nail on the head about this. And that's why as Christians, we have to be very careful. My cousin, Pastor Norman King, and I, we always talk about this, about our influence. Our influence is so important. And so many Christians take it lightly. They feel like they can just go anywhere they want to go. They can do whatever they want to do, say whatever they want to say, and they're not going to be held accountable. But not, you see, when the scripture talks about woe unto the pastors that scatter the flock, he's not just talking about the pastors. That goes for any saved believer in Jesus' name. If you scatter God's flock in any way, shape, or form, you're going to be held accountable. So we
That's
have to be
true.
Very careful about the influence that we have over other people's lives. Especially as
Christians. That's true. So that's why I said, you know, when I was looking at Jake's situation, I was saying, you knew good and well that there are certain places you have no business going. You know, that's what the book said, let not your good be evil spoken of. You cannot just hang in any place. You can't do it.
That's right. And you know what? I was sharing on Thursday night when I delivered the word on Thursday night myself. I was telling the listeners about don't be a scatterer of God's flock, and you, because you never know who's watching you. I was sharing mm-hmm. with them on this past Thursday night. Two blocks down from my house, but my church is three blocks away. But two blocks away, a lady used to stick her head out of the door. Apparently, she was watching me as I was going and forth to the church. And every Sunday, every time I turned around, she would stick her head out of the side door and ask me, well, how was church? And I said, it was awesome. Pastor preached a mighty word. I said, and the last time I told her that, I said, you need to come down there and see for yourself. So sure enough, for night watch service, she came to the church. And she was sitting in front of me, and she turned around and said, well, hello. And I didn't recognize who she was. And she told me, I'm your neighbor. I live two blocks down from you. And I said, then I recognized who she was. And before we know it, when the pastor finished the message that night for night watch service, after we got into 2024, he opened the doors of the church. And she got up, and she went up to the front, and she joined the church. So I took a chance to walk down on the ice to the grocery store. And as I was coming back from the grocery store, I was walking in the street so I could be safe. I didn't want to be slipping and sliding on ice. So when you called me, Overseer Jackson, today I was in the grocery store. And as I came out of the store, I saw this lady walking on the sidewalk on all that ice. And I told her to be careful. And she said, are you going to be at church tomorrow? And I looked at her and I'm like, who is this? Then I recognized who she was. She was the lady that just joined the church for night watch service, two blocks. And I said, yes, ma'am, I'll be at church. She said, I'm going to be there, too. Because you never know who's watching you.
You never know.
We're all going to be held accountable. Yes, sir. Overseer Jackson, I'm going to ask Pastor Norman King while we have you on the line, if you don't mind, if you would pray us out. Pastor King, would you please pray us out for tonight, please?
Thank you. Most Holy God, we are so humbly grateful for thy abiding presence. We thank you, Father, for what you have poured out your dear servant tonight, Father God. We've been truly blessed. And we just thank you, God, that we could to keep our close fellowship, you know, knit together, amen, and support each other, pray for each other, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you are on time, God. Yes, you are. And the words that has come forth tonight, it's been very needful. Every God, if anybody respond to it or not, Father God, they got the message, Father God, because your man servant has been obedient tonight to your holy presence. We thank you. We love you as we prepare to depart from this setting, but not from thy presence. We thank you. We love you. And these and all the blessings we ask in Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor King. Thank you once again, Pastor Overseer Jackson. Again, you were scheduled for next Thursday night, but we will not be on the air next Thursday night because I'm obligated to be at my church for the final choir rehearsal on next Thursday night. So until we meet again, Overseer Jackson, know that we are praying for you. You keep the faith, and God has more in store for you. He is not finished with you yet. No matter what the enemy throw our way, he ain't finished with us yet. So
all right,
God. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. As I always say, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So we're just going to continue to pray for our pastors and our leaders that God has placed in the ministry, in the vineyard, that are under shepherds in the house of God, that are teaching and preaching, who are truly standing on his word and teaching and preaching his word and being living epistles as they teach and preach God's word, being doers of his word and not just hearers only. Until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.